Christians Fear for Their Lives in Chad. A youth ministry is setting high goals for 2008, and flooding has cleared the way for a great harvest in Ghana. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Fighting between rebels and government forces in Chad's capital city has killed at least 100 civilians. Government forces did manage to push rebels out of the capital, and the streets are quiet for now. Faith Comes By Hearing's Morgan Jackson shares their concerns.
We have a team in Chad who is recording a language in Chad, and we got word yesterday that they're in fear of their life. They're hiding. The military is fighting with rebels. And they can't get out of that country. They're not citizens of that country. We're praying that they would be able to escape. So we have two workers in Chad, national workers from Ghana.
The teams are excited to grow but are limited by funds.
It costs about $157 to reach a village, to pay for the national worker, to provide a bicycle, a horse, a canoe. And they're $30 to $50 a month in wages. Sometimes in the Andy Mountains, it's just good shoe leather. And the Proclaimer, which is the solar-paneled, hand-crank, battery-powered unit that is left behind in the village.
Next, Voice of the Martyrs Canada reports that the Iranian parliament is reviewing a bill that calls for the death penalty for apostasy. According to policy watchdogs, the draft law is clearly aimed at deterring conversion from Islam. Despite tremendous oppression in Iran, many are coming to Christ. Pray for strength, wisdom, and grace for Iranian Christians as they continue to spread the gospel despite sustained pressure from the Islamic government. You're listening to Mission Network News. Book of Hope is looking at 2008 as a year of growth. Their mandate is to reach every child with God's Word. Book of Hope teams want to reach over 70 million youth with the Book of Hope and the Godman film. They're moving this year to expand the scope of the Godman film to include more versions and languages. Meanwhile, last fall's floods in northern Ghana provided a fertile ground this year for a harvest. But it's not what you might think. Living Water International's John Nadolski says their partner in Ghana is a church leader who began the coordination of relief supplies. That was the first step.
We met with the local pastors and they distributed the food and supplies. We met with the local Salvation Army. They showed the Jesus film the night that we distributed the food and supplies. And the entire village showed up.
Nadolski says this village didn't have a church and they were fairly isolated. Many times, they're the last to get aid in crisis. So, because physical needs were met, the people could hear the gospel more clearly.
They had over 85 people respond. Each of the adults were given a Bible, and the Salvation Army was going to stay and do discipleship training. So because of the relief program that was started, and because of our partner that we have with David Donker, Living Water International is able to see a church started.
And Compassion International is being recognized by an unlikely source, MySpace.com. Compassion was awarded the MySpace Impact Award, says Compassion's Chris Giovignoni.
As we're exchanging comments and messages with the people who are there, people who are befriending us, who are specifically saying, I'm agnostic, or, you know, this is what I believe, but I think what you are doing is fantastic. And so we're definitely reaching out to those people.
The award consisted of a $10,000 cash prize and a featured placement on the MySpace website. Giovignoni says non-believers are taking an interest, allowing Compassion to share their beliefs in Christ.
It's an award that's handed out by MySpace, the social networking site, for organizations that have a presence in MySpace and that are trying to essentially change the world.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN's now offering monthly bulletin inserts featuring the latest mission news, including pictures, to help people in your church be doers of the word and not hearers only. Call 1-800-995-4828. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also see a sample and subscribe at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.